主里亲爱的弟兄姐妹和听众朋友，你们好，欢迎您收听加略山华人基督教会主持的空中主日崇拜。今天的讲员是黄其峰牧师，翻译是黄其光牧师。今天讲员要与我们分享的信息是常做准备回答信仰的问题第二讲，经文出自彼得前书第三章14-15节。现在让我们存虔诚的心，一起用诗歌、祷告和领受圣经的教训，来崇拜三位一体又真又活伟大的神。
弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters，
当我们来到神面前的时候，
When we come to the presence of God，
我们要同心合意，
We need to be in one accord，
将一切的荣耀来归给我们的神，
And in unity we give all the glory to God，
他是再来之王，
For he is the upcoming king，
他是天地的救主，
And he is the savior for all mankind，
他是独一的真神，
And he is the only true God，
他多么爱我们，
And how he loves us，
让我们回应他。
Now let us respond to his love.
这首诗歌是343。
Now let's turn to 343.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
神拯救我们的目的
，The purpose of God's salvation unto us，
就是要我们更像主耶稣基督。
That is that we may be more and more like Jesus Christ。
有一天我们去见神的时候
，One day when we see God face to face，
我们必完全的像他
，And we shall be like Him。
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Therefore, dear brothers and sisters，
愿这首诗歌成为我们每一天的祷告
，And may this song be our daily prayer。
在很多的事情上
，In many things，
我们不像耶稣
，We are not like that of Jesus。
我们要恳求主
，But we must pray。
主啊，改变我
，Lord, change me，
直到我每一天更像恩主
，So every day I can be more and more like Jesus。
温柔像主
to be gentle like him，
圣洁像主
to be holy like him，
爱人像主
and to love people like him。
请一起站立，翻开诗歌185首。
Now let's all arise and sing hymn 185。Brothers and sisters, please remain standing.
我们同心合意祷告。
Let's join our hearts in one accord and pray together.
亲爱的天父
，Dear Father in heaven,
我们奉耶稣基督的名感谢你。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we give thanks to you.
如诗歌所说
，Just like the song says,
我们要将一切的荣耀都归给你。
We want to give all glory to you.
因为如今我们能够站在神的面前。
For today we can stand in your presence.
过去我们是罪人。
Lord, in the past we were sinners.
如今我们是圣徒。
But now we are the saint.
过去我们是不相信
，Before we disbelieve，
如今我们坚信他
，Now we firmly believe in Christ。
过去我们是地狱之子
，Before we were the sons of hell，
如今我们是天堂之子
，But now we are the
sons of heaven.
我们的心怎能不感恩？
Lord, how can we not but giving thanks to you?
我们怎能不将荣耀都归给你？
How can we but giving glory to you?
哦，主，我们称谢您的名。
Lord, we give praise to your name.
因为您的救恩何等的浩大。
For great is your salvation.
你的福气是多么的丰盛。
And how rich is your blessings.
你的爱是何等的深。
And how deep is your love.
你必爱我们到底。
You love us to the uttermost.
你必引领我们到完美的地步。
And you shall guide us to the place of completeness.
你为我们预备的家何等的美丽。
Oh, how beautiful it is, the home that you prepare for us above.
我们再来之王是何等的荣耀。
Oh, the upcoming king is so glorious.
我们等候你。
Lord, we wait for you.
在等候的同时。
And during the time of waiting,
我们继续的做工。
We continue to work and to serve.
我们继续的敬拜。
And we continue to worship.
我们继续的领人归主。
And we continue to preach the gospel and bring the lost to Christ.
我们继续的忠心在您的家中。
And we will be faithful continuously.
我今天弟兄姐妹来到您的家。
Father, brothers and sisters have come into your house.
求你接纳我们。
Please accept us.
求你用笑容来鼓舞我们。
And encourage us with your smile.
你的笑容除去我们心中一切的重担。
And may when we see your smile, all the burdens on our hearts are removed.
移除去我们里面一切的软弱。
And remove all our weakness in us.
医治我们身体一切的疾病。
And may you heal all our sickness.
玩偶于我们一切的伤心。
And may the Lord comfort all our sorrows.
为我们除去一切的拦阻。
And may the Lord remove all the obstacles on the way.
为我们开通达的路。
May the Lord open up a new and living way for us.
让我们每一天饱享您的信实和慈爱。
So every day we can fully taste and enjoy the faithfulness and the goodness of the Lord.
今天弟兄姐妹来到你的家。
Father, brothers and sisters have come in your house today.
我们要敬拜你。
We come to worship you.
我们要听您话语的声音。
We come to hearken unto your voice speaking to us.
所以求你借着圣经向我们说话。
Please speak to our hearts in your holy word.
求你打开你仆人的口。
And may you open up the mouth of your servant.
赐给他活水的江河。
And give him the living water.
直到这些话语能进驻我们的心。
So the word of the message may enter into our hearts.
滋润我们干渴的心。
And to nourish our thirst soul.
主啊，你用话语来救活我们。
Lord, revive us with your word.
直到我们被你的话语所感动。
So that our hearts may be deeply touched by your word.
心里明白过来。
So that we can come to the true understanding of you.
以致愿意听道而行道。
And be willing to listen to the word and put it into practice.
每一天都结一些果子。
And we can bear fruits every day.
我们将果子好好的藏起来。
And we can just keep all the fruits.
直到耶稣基督再来的时候。
Until the day of Jesus Christ.
我们将所有的果子都献呈在主的脚前。
And we want to offer, we want to lay all the fruits at the feet of Christ.
谢谢主的恩典。
Thank you God for your grace.
神啊，求你建立这个教会。
Lord, may you build up your church.
直到这个教会在耶稣基督的恩惠慈爱中长进。
So that this church can grow and make progress in the grace and the truth of Christ.
弟兄姐妹在质量上长进。
So brothers and sisters will grow in quality.
整个教会在数量上长进。
And the church as a whole can grow in quantity.
愿基督的荣耀在这里彰显。
And may the glory of Christ be manifested here.
愿基督的真理在这里被传出去。
And may the truth of Christ be proclaimed from here.
直到全世界。
To the uttermost part of the earth.
直到主耶稣基督再来的日子。
Until the time Jesus Christ returns.
主啊，请你大大的使用这个教会。
Lord, may you use this church greatly.
使到我们成为时代的光。
So that we may become the light for this generation.
使到我们成为真理的出口。
So that become the mouthpiece of your truth.
使到耶稣的香气不断在这里发出去。
So that fragrance of Christ may go out from here.
愿你的名在这里被高举。
And may your name be lifted up from here.
愿你的名在这里得到单得的荣耀。
And may your name receive the proper glory from here.
愿凡来到这里的百姓都在这里蒙神的恩。
And may everyone who come here receive grace from God.
我们将今天的聚会完全的交托。
Lord, we entrust the whole worship service into your hand.
将教会的需要完全的交托。
Lord, we entrust the need of this church into your hand.
以上的祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督我主的名求。
We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. 弟兄姐妹，我们今天要继续上一次的信息，叫做禅坐准备回答信仰的问题。
Brothers and sisters, we want to continue the topic answering difficult questions in preparations which we have begun a few weeks ago.
是的，在一个多一个月以前，我们跟大家讲过这个信息，这个标题的一部分。
Yes, about a month ago, we addressed this topic, and we talked about the first part of it.
我们说基督徒在世界上的职责是传福音。
We say the responsibility of believers in this world is to preach the gospel.
但是当你向人传福音的时候，难免要回答与信仰相关的问题。
When you share the gospel with others, you cannot avoid answering questions regarding the Christian faith.
例如，人家问你，你怎么知道圣经是真的？
For example, if people ask you the question, how do you know that the Bible is real?
为什么基督徒说耶稣基督是唯一进天堂的道路？
Why do you say that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven?
神既然是美是善的，为什么在这个世界上有这么多的灾祸灾害呢？
If God is so good and so beautiful, why are there so many disasters and trials in this world?
神是爱，为什么把人送到地狱里去？
If God is truly love, why does He send people to hell?
那些从来没有听过福音的人，神将来如何对待他们？
For those who have never heard the gospel, how would God deal with them?
弟兄姐妹，在上一次的信息里面，我们回答了两个问题。
Brothers and sisters, in our previous message, we have answered two questions.
今天我们要回答多三个问题。
Today, we want to continue to answer three more questions.
下面我们回答第一个问题。
Now, let's look at the first question and its answers.
如果神是美是善的，为什么有恶的存在？
If God is so good and so kind, why is there existence of evil?
这是人们在讲论神的时候常常发的问题。
This is a question that often asked by people.
他们说神为什么许可各种灾祸临到世界？
They ask, why does God allow all kinds of disasters to come upon the world?
如果神是公义的，在世界上为什么有这么多的不义跟冤枉的事情？
If God is just, why are there so many unjust deeds in this world?
现在我们从三个方面回答这个问题。
Now let's answer this question from three perspectives.
第一，这个问题是建立在一个错误的假设上面。
First, this question is built upon a wrong presupposition.
世人用自己的标准给好跟坏下定义。
People give a definition for good and evil according to their own standard.
他们说这个是好的，这个是坏的。
And they subjectively say this is good and that is bad.
然后他们就用这个好的定义跟他们坏的定义来衡量神，做衡量神的标准。
And then they evaluate God according to the definition that made for good and evil.
他们说如果神是好的，为什么有这么多坏的呢？
And then they begin to question, if God is so good, why are there so many bad things?
世界上既然有这么多坏的，神可能是不好的。
Since there are so many bad things in this world, perhaps God is not good.
弟兄姐妹，人对神非常不公平。
Brothers and sisters, people are unfair to God.
他们用败坏的逻辑推论神。
They try to deduce God and who He is with corrupt logic.
他们用错误的假设来讲论神。
They talk about God with wrong presuppositions.
所以我们回答的第一点是，他们的假设是错误。
So the answer, the first part of the answer is that it is because the presuppositions of the worldly people is wrong.
第二，回答第二点，世人发出问题的动机是邪恶的。
Second, the motive of people's questions is evil.
世人要将所有罪恶、犯罪的结果跟责任都推给神。
The worldly people want to attribute the responsibility of all evil things in this world to God.
他们说神或者有能力，但没有慈爱，所以他任凭邪恶发生。
They say, perhaps God is powerful, but he doesn't have love, therefore he allows evil things to happen.
或者神有慈爱，但没有能力，所以他没办法阻止罪恶的发生。
Or maybe God does have love, but he does not have power, and therefore he is not able to stop the evil things from happening.
他们这样做就是所有的错都是神的错。
They do so by saying that all mistakes are God's mistakes.
弟兄姐妹，世人这样讲论神非常狂妄。
Brothers and sisters, for the worldly people to treat God this way, they are really bad.
其实人的智慧，人的知识非常有限。
In fact, man's knowledge and wisdom is very limited.
人的能力非常有限。
The ability of man is limited.
神曾经问约伯一句话说，当我造整个天地宇宙的时候，你在哪里？
God used to ask Job a question. When I created the universe, where were you?
人只不过是一口气，弟兄姐妹。
Man or human being is but a breath.
这口气是神给的。
And this breath was given by God.
但世人竟然用这口气来质问神，判断神。
But man used this breath that God has given him to question God and to judge him.
这是人的狂妄。
This is the arrogance of man.
回答第三点。
Now let's look at the third answer to this question.
这是一个非常面对事实的一个回答。
This is an answer that is directly pointing at reality.
当圣经说好的意思是，这是神所许可的。
Now when the Bible says this is good, it means this is what God has permitted.
弟兄姐妹，上帝是最高的权威。
Brothers and sisters, God is the highest authority.
凡神许可的，那就是好的。
Whatever God has permitted, it is good.
或者你不能够理解。
Perhaps you cannot understand this.
但是神的智慧高过你的智慧。
But the wisdom of God is higher than your wisdom.
神的眼光比你的眼光更高。
The perspective of God is higher than your perspective.
你说好，如果都是神许可，神为什么许可灾难临到世界？
You say, okay, if all things are permitted by God, why does God allow evil and disasters to come upon this world?
回答，因为神造人的时候给人自由的意志。
Answer, when God created human beings, he gave human beings a free will.
人可以选择善，也可以选择恶。
Man could choose good, he could also choose evil.
当他行善的时候，他蒙恩得福。
And when he do good, he receives blessings and he receives grace.
但当他选择做犯罪的时候，咒诅跟死亡就临到他。
When he choose to sin against God, to do evil, cursing and death come upon him.
所以灾祸的发生不是上帝的计划，而是人所做行为的结果。
So the happening or the occurrence of disasters is not part of the plan of God, but the result of the sin of man.
你问那神为什么要给人自由意志？
And you ask, why then did God give people free will?
神为什么许可魔鬼的存在，还有试探的发生？
Why did he allow the existence of the devil and then the appearance of temptation?
神为什么不要把魔鬼、把试探通通的铲除掉？
Why did God not destroy and remove the devil and all temptation?
回答
Answer.
上帝要人以真诚的爱与他交往。
Because God wants people to have fellowship with Him with sincere love.
没有考验的爱，没有被考验的爱，不是真的爱。
But the love that has never been tested is not true love.
神不要勉强我们来爱他。
God doesn't want to push us to love Him reluctantly.
神要我们甘心情愿的爱他。
God wants us to love Him willingly.
所以神许可这个爱被试验。
So God allowed this love to be tested.
你问，既然是亚当犯罪，为什么他的罪连累到我的身上来？
And you ask, since it was the sin of Adam, why did the result of his sin affect me?
回答。
Answer.
亚当只是人类的一个代表。
Adam was but a representative of mankind.
弟兄姐妹，我要你想一想。
Brothers and sisters, I want you to think about it.
如果是你当时在伊甸园里面，
If it were you who was in the Garden of Eden,
上帝叫你不可做的事，你会不会去做？
The things that God forbid you from doing, would you do it?
你一定会去做。
You probably would surely do it.
看你在今天的生活里面，
Look at your life today.
神叫你不可犯的罪，你是不是天天都在犯？
The sin that God asks that you don't commit, are you not practicing it and sinning it every day?
所以 你今天所活着的世界就像那当年的伊甸园一样。
So the world in which you live is just like the Garden of Eden at the beginning of the creation.
在我们的生命里面都有一颗分别善恶的果子。
In our lives and in our inner beings, there is a fruit of discerning good and evil.
今天如果是你在伊甸园里面，一定会做像亚当做同样的事情。
Today, if you were in the Garden of Eden, you would surely do the same thing that Adam did.
亚当只是人类的一个代表。
Adam is but a representative of mankind.
所以罗马书第五章十二节说，
Therefore, Romans 5:12 says,
亚当一个人犯罪，罪就进入世界。
When Adam alone sinned, sin entered into the world.
但是当众人犯罪的时候，死亡就临到众人。
But when all have sinned, then death come upon all people.
这就是为什么今天的世界充满罪恶、败坏和灾难。
This is why the whole world today is filled with sin, with crime and disasters.
那么你问说，我今天应当如何看待苦难的问题？
Then you ask me the question, how should I look at the problems of suffering today?
第一，我们要知道，当灾难发生的时候，不一定是因为罪的缘故。
First, we must know that when disasters happen, it might not be due to sin.
自从人类堕落以后，灾祸临到好人，也临到歹人。
Since the fall of mankind, evil things come upon good people and bad people.
祸患临到信主的人，也临到不信主的人。
Disasters come to the believers and the unbelievers.
基督徒在车祸中死去，非基督徒也在车祸中死去。
Christians die in car accident, and so are non-Christian.
基督徒会患上绝症，非基督徒也会患上绝症。
Believers could have fatal terminal disease, and so do unbelievers.
路加福音第十三章告诉我们，
The Gospel of Luke chapter 13 tell us,
有一些加利利人因为反抗比拉多就被杀了，他们的血跟祭肉祭物一起掺杂在一起。
That some Galilean, because they have sinned or offended Herod the king, so they were being killed, and when they were being killed, they were offering the sacrifice, and the blood came out and mingled together with the sacrifice.
有的人将这件事来告诉耶稣。
Some people came and relate this event to Jesus.
他们的意思说，耶稣啊，是不是这些人犯特别的罪，已经他们受了这惩罚？
And the intent of these people is to ask Jesus, Jesus, did they incur this punishment because of their sin?
耶稣回答他们，不要以为这些被杀的人比别人犯的罪更严重。
Jesus answered, don't think that the sin that these people committed is more serious than the sins that other people commit.
耶稣说，你们若不悔改，都要如此的灭亡。
Jesus said, if you do not repent, you will likewise perish.
耶稣又说，在罗亚西楼倒塌的时候，压死了十八个人。
And the Lord Jesus Christ also, in Siloam, when a house collapsed, 18 people were killed.
耶稣说，不要以为这些人犯的罪比耶路撒冷其余的人犯的罪更严重。
Don't think that the sin that these 18 people committed was more serious than the sin that the people in Jerusalem have committed.
若不悔改，你们都要如此灭亡。
Unless you repent, you will likewise perish.
所以耶稣讲这个话的重点是什么？
What is the emphasis of the statement of Jesus?
罪已经进入世界。
AndHis point is that sin has already entered into the world.
随着罪而来的，就有各种的灾难，随时都可以发生。
With the coming of sin, there is the coming of disasters, and the disasters could happen at any time.
但是罪人不能指责罪人。
But sinners cannot criticize sinners.
罪人不要定另外一个罪人的罪。
A sinners cannot and should not condemn the sin of another sinner.
另外，基督徒可以很正面地看待世界上罪这个祸患的发生。
On the other hand, believers could positively look at the disasters happening in this world.
因为在罗马书八章二十八节告诉我们，神使到万事互相效力，叫一切爱主的人得着益处。
For the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 28 says that God has caused all things to work together for good for those who love him.
旧约圣经中约瑟的故事就是这个例子。
The examples of Joseph in the Old Testament is one of these examples.
他的弟兄故意要害他，但最终神使到他成为一个祝福。
His brethren intended to harm him, but this led to ultimately the blessing of God.
在我们当中有一对夫妇，就是 Ben 跟 Tina， 他们很会做蛋糕。
There is a couple in our midst, Brother Ben and Sister Tina. They really know how to do cake.
这个蛋糕在没有烤好之前一点都不好吃。
Before this cake is been baked, it is not taste good.
你看着那些牛油好吃吗？
You look at all this butter, does it taste good?
那些糖好吃吗？
Do you look at the sugar, are they good?
那些发酵的面粉你可以这样吃下去吗？
Do you see all this flour that has been leavened, could you just swallow it?
都不好吃。
When before it's baked, it's not good.
就算你把它们都倒在一起，放在一个锅里搅了，也是不好吃。
Even if you just put it into a wok and then you stir them together, it is still not tasting good.
但是你把搅好的这些东西放进烤箱里，并且调到合适的温度。
But if you after you stir it properly and put it into the oven and then you adjust the temperature properly.
并且你还要设定一定的时间
，and then you set a set time。
当这个时间到的时候，你拿出来就非常好吃。
And when the time is up, you take it out, it is so good。
弟兄姐妹，神在基督徒生命里面的工作也是这样。
Brothers and sisters, the work of God in the life of the believers is likewise。
他把一些鸡蛋放进去
，He put some of the egg into it。
他倒一些糖进去
，And he put pour a little bit of sugar into it。
他倒一些发酵的面粉进去
，And then he pour a little bit of yeast into it。
他把这些打在一起
，And then he begins to stir this and mix it together。
然后他把这些放进。人生试炼艰难的烤箱里面
，and then he put all of this into the trials oven of life，
并且他还不断的加温呢
，and then he add up the heat，
并且还有一段很长的时间
，and there was a long period of time of baking，
等到时间够了，这些东西才拿出来
，and in due time he took the things out。
啊，你有最好吃的蛋糕。
Then you have the best cake.
弟兄姐妹，神使万事互相效力，叫爱主的人得到益处。
Brothers and sisters, God has caused all things to work together for good for those who love God.
但这并不是说这个坏事可以不变成一个好事。
But it doesn't mean that a wicked thing can become a good thing.
实际上，坏事就是一个坏事。
But a bad thing is a bad thing.
当坏事临到你的时候，是非常痛苦，是难以忍受的煎熬。
And when bad things come from upon you, it is very agonizing. It is a trial.
但是你信神。
But you just believe in God.
相信神正在你的生命当中工作。
You believe that God is just working in your life.
虽然那个考验像火在烤你一样。
Even though the trial is just like fire that scorches you.
并且你说神啊，快点让我出去。神说等一点，这个时间还没到。
You say, Lord, let me quickly go out. And God say, wait for a minute. The time is not yet.
等到时间到的时候，神这个门就开，你就出来，就是成为一个最好的作品。
When the time is up, God opens the door of the oven and you come out and you become a piece of good work.
弟兄姐妹，罪恶为什么临到这个世界？我不知道。
Brothers and sisters, why does evil exist in this world? I don't have the answer.
但是我知道，基督徒的人生经在神的手里，经过火的试炼以后，就必成为贵重的金子。
But I do know that the life of the believers after the trials of life will become precious gold.
我也知道，当我们见主的时候，主会回答你所有的问题。
And I also know this that when we see the Lord, He will answer you all your questions.
神会擦干你一切的眼泪。
God will wipe away your tears.
你发现上帝没有将你生命当中好东西拿走，他是将更好的赐给你。
And you will discover that God did not remove the bad things from your life. He only make you a good one.
当你看到那奖赏的时候，你说：“哎呀，上帝啊！” 但是多受一点苦没问题。
When you receive your reward, you will say to God, God, if I know that the result is so good, then my suffering in earth should be more.
所以弟兄姐妹，基督徒跟非基督徒对待苦难什么不同呢？
Brothers and sisters, therefore, what is the believers and the non-believers respond to the trials of life? What is the difference of it?
唯一的不同是我们信靠神。
The only difference is that we believe in God.
神使万事互相效力，不是叫所有的人的意思，是叫爱神的人的意思。
God has caused all things to work together for good, not for everyone, but only for those who believe in Him.
现在我们要回答第二个问题。
Now let's turn our attention to the second question in our topic today.
上帝既然是良善的，为什么把人送到地狱里去？
Since God is so good, why does He send people to hell?
回答
，Answer，
上帝没有把人送到地狱里去。
God doesn't send people to hell，
是人把自己送到地狱里去。
It is people who send themselves to hell，
人选择自己要在什么地方度过他的永恒。
Men have chosen the destination in which they will spend their eternity。
神对我们的愿望是我们永远与他同在一起。
The desire of God for men is that we be forever with Him。
神已经为我们预备了一条通往天家的路。
And God has already prepared a way that leads to heaven.
神在天上也为我们预备了一个最美丽的家。
And God also prepared the most beautiful home for us in heaven.
但人必须拣选神的道路。
But man must choose the way of God.
如果人不拣选神的道路，
If man do not choose the way of God,
人把自己送到地狱里去。
Men send themselves to hell.
圣经告诉我们，神一直都邀请世人来就近他。
The Bible tells us that God, at all time, is inviting people to come to Him.
以赛亚书五十五章说
，The book of Isaiah 55 says,
口渴的人呐、啊，来吧。
Those of you who are thirsty, come.
你们没有钱的人都可以来。
Those of you who don't have money, come.
你们只要留心听我的话，就必。
Only if you just carefully listen to my words, you will be saved.
约翰福音三章十六节，耶稣说：“上帝爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切相信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。”
John 3:16, Jesus says, "For God so loved the world that He gave us His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life."
彼得后书三章九节说。
Second Peter 3:9 says,
神的心意不愿意一人沉沦，乃愿意人人得救。
The desire of God is that no one perish, but all be saved.
使徒行传第二章二十一节说，
The book of Acts 2:21 says,
凡求告主名的，就必得救。
Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
但是神对这个人的救恩有一个要求。
But God has a requirement for the salvation of man.
人要蒙拯救，必须认自己的罪，求神的赦免，神就怜悯他。
For a man to be saved, he must confess his sins and ask for God's forgiveness, and God will save him.
人若不谦卑自己，反倒自以为意，就害自己。
If a man does not humble himself, but is self-righteous, he is hurting himself.
他绝了自己通往天堂的路。
And he has cut.Break the way that leads to heaven.
马太福音二十五章二十一节说
，Matthew 25:21 says，
这是主耶稣亲口说的。
And this is what Jesus himself says.
耶稣说，地狱本不是为人预备的。
And he said, hell originally was not prepared for man.
地狱乃是为魔鬼和魔鬼的使者预备的。
Hell was prepared for the devil and his messengers.
人若故意背叛神，听魔鬼的话，那是他的选择。
But if a man willfully disobey God and listen to the devil, that's his choice.
实际上，神多次多番来拯救人类。
In fact, God in many ways and in many times tried his hardest to save mankind.
人甚至在最后的一秒钟，他肯求告主的名，主都救他。
Even if a man would just call upon God in the final second of his life, God would still save him.
所以神的慈爱没有限量。
So the Loving kindness of God is unlimited.
是人印着自己的心，印着自己的景象，直到他完全被毁灭的时候。
It is man who hardened his heart, hardened his neck until he destroyed himself.
现在我们要回答第三个问题。
Now let's look at the third question in the message.
牧师，如果一个人他从来没有听过福音
，Pastors。If there's a person who has never heard the gospel,
他从来不知道有圣经这本书。
He never know that there is a Bible, a book called Bible.
他犯罪，上帝还审判他吗
？If he sin, would God punish him?
回答
，Answer.
上帝审判的标准是照我们所知道的。
God's standards of judgment is according to what we have known.
上帝不会将我们所不知道的强加在我们身上。
God will not impose upon us things that we don't know.
罗马书第二章十二节说
，Romans 2:12 says，
没有律法就没有定罪。
Without the law, there is no condemnation of sin.
但是现在要反问你一个问题。
But I must ask a question from the different angle.
人真的对上帝一点概念都没有吗
？Is it true that God may never have any conception about God？
人没有听过耶稣基督的福音，他就不知道何为善，何为恶吗
？Is it true that when man doesn't hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and as a result, he doesn't know what is good and evil？
罗马书第一章跟第二章从四个角度回答这个问题。
The Book of Romans, Chapter 1 and 2, answer this question from Four perspectives.
第一，神的概念一直存在人的心里。
First, the concepts of God always exist in the hearts of people.
当神用他的公义在审判罪恶的时候
，When God judges sins with His righteousness，
那是神的作为。
It is the work of God.
人可以想，如果没有上帝，为什么罪恶有他的报应？
People can think, if God doesn't exist, why does evil retribute it?
但人是这样，知道作恶会遭报应，他还继续去作恶。
But this is the reality of man. Man knew that sin leads to punishment, and they insisted in committing sin.
像当年的亚当一样，他知道吃这果子的日子必死，他还照常去吃。
Like the Adam.In the beginning of creation, he knew that when he ate of the fruit, he would die. He continued. He went on to eat it.
弟兄姐妹，今天很多人做不是因为他不知道，他知道，但是故意的去做。
Brothers and sisters, many people do evil not because they are ignorant. They are completely. They have understanding, but they insist in doing so.
并且当他们做了以后被抓到的时候，他不是悔改，他说下一次我要做得聪明一点，才不会这么容易被发现，这么容易被抓到。
And when they did the evil and been caught, then they said to themselves, next time, I'm not repenting. Next time, I'm going to do it wisely, so that I will not be caught easily.
第二，圣经说神的事情原显明在人的心里。
Second, the Bible says the things of God was revealed in the hearts of men.
传道书第三章十一节说。
The book of Ecclesiastes 3:11 says,
当神造人的时候，他已经将永生这个概念放在人的心里。
When God created mankind, He has put the concept of eternity in the hearts of people.
所以人一直在寻找生命的意义。
Therefore, mankind have been searching for the meaning of life.
他一直在找人生的目标，找生命的价值。
They are searching for the goal of life and the value of life.
他要寻找生命的根源，因为人是照神的形象造的。
They are searching for the roots of life because men were created according to the image of God.
第三，罗马书说，借着所创造的一切东西，人应该知道有一位创造的主宰。
Thirdly, the Book of Romans says, through all the created things, men should be able to know the Creator who made it.
并且你看到这个世界是这么的美丽，这么的有智慧，你要知道神的永能和他的神性。
Then also, when you see the world is created with such beauty and so much wisdom, you will know the eternal divine natures and attributes of God.
但圣经说，人虽然知道神，却不将荣耀归给他。
But the Bible says that even though men know the existence of God, they do not attribute glory to God.
他们也不感谢他。
Neither do they give thanks to Him.
相反的，他们思想愚昧，思想虚妄，心智昏暗，自以为聪明。
On the contrary, they think of foolish things and vain things and think that they are wise.
他们不敬拜永生的神，却去拜那个木头、石头、铁所做的一个偶像。
They did not worship the eternal God. Instead, they worshiped the idols made of gold, silver, and wood and stones.
第四罗马书在第二章告诉我们。
Fourthly, Romans chapter 2 tells us,
神造人的时候给人一个良心，这个良心会分别是非，辨别好歹。
When God created man, he put in the hearts of man a conscience, and this conscience is able to know the things and discern the good and evil.
并且神将他的律法刻在人的心里，叫人知道何为善，何为恶。
God also has implanted the law of God in our hearts so that men know what is good and evil.
弟兄姐妹，一个人很小很小，他就知道什么是对，什么是错，什么是善，什么是恶。
Brothers and sisters, when a little child is still so little, so tiny, he or she already knows what is beautiful, what is ugly, what is good, what is evil.
但最可惜的是，他教导别人，却不教导自己。
But pitifully, people know about that and they instruct others about this fact, but they never instruct themselves.
他们教导人家不可偷东西，自己却偷东西。
They ask other people not to steal, but they themselves steal.
他教人不可奸淫，自己却去奸淫。
They told people not to commit adultery, but they themselves commit adultery.
他教人不可拜偶像，自己去偷庙里的东西。
They tell people not to worship idols, but they themselves went to the temple of idols to steal.
没错，世界上不是所有的人都听到耶稣基督的福音。
It is true that not everyone in this world have heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但神有赐给人良心跟给人律法。
But God has given people a conscience, and He has written the law in our hearts.
这个良心跟这个律法足够让人知道该走的路。
And this conscience and the law that God has implanted in our hearts are enough for people to know the way that they should go.
但人违背自己的良心做事。
But people do things against their conscience.
这就是神将来审判世人的理由跟标准。
These are the standards and criterions and the reasons why God will judge sinners.
弟兄姐妹，
brothers and sisters,
如果有人真正在寻求神，他会找到。
If a person truly seeks God, he will find God.
他会发现，当他读到福音书的时候，他会发现耶稣基督是真理。
And when he read the gospel, he will know that Jesus Christ is the truth.
但是如果有人他读到耶稣这样爱我们的真理，他还不会受感动，不会受满足，这个人不是一个真理的寻求者。
But if a person reads the story of the Lord Jesus Christ and does not know that Jesus Christ is the truth and his heart is not been moved by the love of God, this person is not a true seeker of the truth.
他可能在这找别的东西。
Perhaps he was looking for something else.
因为圣经说寻找的就必寻见。
For the Bible says those who seek will find.
在使徒行传告诉我们一个人的名叫哥尼流。
In the book of Acts, it tells us a name of a person who, and this name is Cornelius.
他不认识主耶稣。
He did not know the Lord Jesus.
但他专心寻求神。
But he was searching and seeking for God.
有一天，神派天使在异象中向他显现。
One day, God sent an angel to reveal to him in a vision.
天使指示他说：“你去某某个地方找一个人，名叫彼得。”
And the angel asked him to go to a certain place to look for a man whose name is Peter.
他听了天使的话，立刻就去行动，把彼得找来。
And having heard the words of the angels, he took action and he found Peter.
彼得来到的时候说：“你要我帮你什么？”
And when Peter arrived at his home, Peter said, "What do you want me to do for you?"
他说：“我要你告诉我耶稣是谁。”
And he said, "I want you to tell me who Jesus is."
哦，当彼得向哥尼流传讲耶稣基督的时候，哥尼流一听，他就接受耶稣做救主。
And when Peter preached Christ to Cornelius, Cornelius accepted Jesus immediately.
为什么呢？因为他是一个真理诚实的寻求者。
And why? Because he was a true seeker of the truth.
弟兄姐妹，我相信如果有人真的在寻求真理，神会帮助他。
Brothers and sisters, I know that if a person truly is seeking the truth, God will help him.
神会派人向他传福音。
God will send people to share the gospel.
所以今天如果神感动你去向人传福音，你要去。
So today, if God moves your heart to preach the gospel with someone, you must go.
或者有人说，哎，为什么有人来跟我传福音？那是神爱你，神的恩典临到你。
Or perhaps some people say, why? How come people come to me and share the gospel?You must know that people come to share the gospel because God loves you.
并且当人听到圣经真理的时候，就必相信神。
And when people hear the truth of God, they will believe in God.
他们也必因为相信神而得救。
And they will be saved by believing in God.
请丹尼尔牧师做一个结束的祷告。
Let's all pray together. Dear Father,
亲爱的天父
，In Jesus' name we thank you.
奉耶稣的名，我们感谢你。
For we have been exposed to questions.
主，我们今天把问题拿出来探讨。
When we share the gospel,
主，当我们跟人传福音的时候
，The questions that the pastors preach in the message are the same question people would ask of us.
我们牧师刚才在信息里面跟我们分享的这些答案、探讨的问题，是我们传福音的时候常常被问到的问题。
We must know the answer.
我们必须知道问题的答案。
For we read from 1 Peter chapter 3.
因为我们从彼得前书第三章。
That we must share the gospel.
我们必须传福音。
And in order to share the gospel,
为了要传福音
we must prepare ourselves.
我们要装备自己。
And we know that we are not prepared.
主，我们还没有装备好自己。
But we thank you.
但我们谢谢你。
That through the past passage,
借着今天的信息
，and through the previous message,
还有上一次我们讲的信息
，you have informed us.
你来装备我们。
You are preparing us.
你来预备我们的心。
So that we can be more ready to share the gospel.
使到我们觉得自己已经可以向人传福音了。
We have the responsibility.
主啊，我们有传福音的职任。
For many people are going to hell.
因为很多人走向地狱灭亡的路
including some of our relatives.
主啊，包括我们的家人，我们的亲友。
If we don't love them,
如果我们不爱他们。
If we don't share the gospel with them,
如果我们不向他们传福音。
If we don't answer the question in their heart,
如果我们没有回答他们心里面的问题。
So that they come to an understanding,
以致他们可以明白过来。
They will continue to go to hell.
他们会继续走在地狱的路上。
Father, give us love.
主啊，给我们爱
，love for people。
主啊，给我们爱人
，so that they will not go to hell，
直到他们不会下地狱。
And we know today，
主、啊，我们今天知道
，the only way to show love，
主啊，能够向人彰显爱的唯一方法
，is to share the gospel，
就是向他们传福音
，is to tell people about the Savior，
就是告诉他们有一位救主。
We love them，
我们爱他们
，but we cannot do anything，
但我们的爱有限
，but we have a Savior，
但我们有一位救主。
Who loves him?
这位救主爱他们。
And he could help him.
这位救主也能拯救他们。
And we must tell and introduce the Savior to them.
我们必须将主耶稣基督介绍给他们。
And in order to do so, we must be prepared.
主啊，为了这样做这样的事情，我们需要装备。
This is what the Bible told us today.
这就是今天的圣经告诉我们的。
So we pray.
主啊，今天向主祷告。
That you will use what we have heard today.
借着我们今天所听到的信息。
To prepare us to share the gospel.
主啊，装备我们，以致我们能够出去传福音。
This is your desire for us.
主啊，这是你向我们的心意。
This is not only the responsibility of the pastors.
主啊，这不单单是牧师的责任。
It is the responsibility of every believer.
这是每一个基督徒的责任。
Oh, let us go out.
主啊，愿我们起来出去。
Bring people to Christ.
并且把人带到基督的面前。
Bring them to the kingdom of God.
带他们进入神的国度。
Thank you, Lord.
主啊，谢谢你。
Jesus name.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
被罪恶掌声声中 to him I cling. In his blessed presence live, ever his praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul's best song. Faithful, loving servant you,
听众朋友，以上空中主日崇拜节目是嘉略山华人基督教会为您制作的。您听了节目，心里如果有感动，或有信仰上的问题，或需要祷告，欢迎您打电话与我们联络。我们的电话是909-591-0080，909-591-0080，或者是626-475-6684，626-475-6684。我们也邀请您来参加我们教会的主日崇拜，时间上午10点开始，地址在3945 Schaefer Avenue, City of Chino, California 91710，3945 Schaefer Avenue, City of Chino。California 91710，朋友，谢谢您的收听，愿主赐福给您。下个礼拜天上午同一时间，我们空中再会。